Ryan Reese. This is Live with Ryan Reese. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag Live Ryan Reese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
We are back and we have the squad together. We got the band back together.
Back in effect.
That's right.
What happened? Was I gone? Were you gone?
I was gone. Last week was one of my kids' birthdays. And
yes.
So, where were you last week?
I don't know. You were gone last week.
Was I?
Yeah.
No, you had Aaron Gonzalez
and his daughter.
Oh,
daughters.
Yeah, that was a crazy interview.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys were gone.
Yeah,
I was gone.
Yeah.
Melinda was gone.
Yeah, we did the dating interview. That was pretty sick, actually.
That was.
I heard good things about it.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, because you could say, well, you know, these girls, what do they know? They're 18, 19, or it was like 18, 20, 22, and 24-year-old girls talking mm-hmm. about dating. Yeah, they're young daters, but you know what? When it all comes down to, it doesn't matter how old you are. The whole thing was like aligned with holiness.
Right.
With the Bible. So, you know, people say, well, what do they know about dating?
They're living it, though.
You can know everything about dating right. being 16 years old. I didn't get any bad comments, but
right,
I was thinking myself today going, you know, that interview was amazing because those girls were brought up in the ways of the Lord.
Right.
And because of it, that's how they're, you know, they're dating or they're being friends. And then later on, they'll get into a relationship, more serious relationship. But it's just being living that holy life and setting up
boundaries.
And that's the way you would date if you're a Christian.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Which isn't easy.
Older people need to learn from these.
Well,
these
girls. Seriously.
You know, how many people do we talk to that are like 30 years old, 25 years old, and, you know, they're older and they have no knowledge of how to date or be in a relationship as a Christian?
Or they do, but they resist.
They just don't listen.
Yeah. you know what? But let me try this out.
I can change this person.
It's hard. I mean, I know when I grew up, you know, I wasn't trying to be a Christian, but you have that drawing you to, you know,
to see what's happening out there
and experiment and all that stuff. And you just got to decide if you're going to be follow God or not. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yep.
And if you want to follow God, then it's easy.
Right.
But if you don't want to follow God, then.
Well, then you're going to come back and be like, well, it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to please two masters and you can't do that.
It's either you're
going all the way with the Lord or not.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that. Who was that? Oh, that's Jesus.
That guy.
It was Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
He always does.
I know.
Well, I was at Labor of Love last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Down in Huntington Beach. I think it's Huntington Beach. It's at the end of Huntington Beach where the Jack in the Box
is.
Bolsa Chica and Huntington, right where they meet. Yeah, it was cool. We went down there. We had a Whosoever booth set up. And the senior pastor, I forget what his name is down there, Joe. Joe, he had us out and he invited me actually to come kind of, he did some like question and answers just off the fly.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. Got to hang out there. And then I got this DM from this girl when I left, and she's like, hey, I was trying to track you down, but I was working a booth. So I just told her to call up the radio show tonight. So I was going to have her pull her in at the beginning of the show. But then we got a lot of questions.
Yeah, we do.
From how many do we have? I don't know if we're going to be able to get them all, but we will. We have eight questions tonight that people have hit me up on the direct message. You know, if you're listening, you want to hit us up on a question you don't want to call in, you could hit me up on the direct message and we'll answer the call, or you could call in. And the number is 888-564-6173. I have Sean McKean in studio and Melinda Reese. And I just love the dynamic of all of us hanging out and going for it. So we're going to go ahead and take this call from Ashley from, I don't know where she's at.
Doherty.
Oh, Doherty, California. There it is. All right. Hey, Ashley, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
I'm sorry I missed you at Labor of Love.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was, like, super busy, and then, like, I tried to get over there, but it was just crazy busy. So, and then I saw you were busy, too, and I was like, all right, well, I'll just use Instagram.
Hey, there it is, huh? Yeah, it was crazy that day. People, you know, a bunch of people were just coming around, and we got to pray with people and hang out.
It was pretty amazing.
It was a good event. I liked it. There was actually one girl that came up I didn't tell you guys about. She comes walking in because it's an open event to the whole beach. So there's this one girl that comes walking through and she's like, she looks similar to the girls we used to hang out with back in the day.
Right.
wild, a wild girl, right? I mean, she has like a weed covered t-shirt on. Uh-huh. You know, she has like some tattoos behind, below her, below her buttocks, I guess.
Buttocks area?
Buttocks area. I don't know what you're saying, Christian radio. But it has like saints and sinners tattooed on one under each leg.
Really?
You know, and like, but she looked like, I think she could have been, I'm not judging, but just from her looks and the way she is, she reminded me of like our old stripper friends, you know, like that kind of
that
vibe.
Kind of vibe, yeah.
So I, you know, I walked up to her. I was like, whoa, this girl just walked into this Christian event.
Right, right.
She's standing out like a sore thumb. People were all, like, all the girls were like kind of looking at her like,
what's up with
this chick? So I just walked up to her and started talking to her. She was French Canadian and she believed that she was God. And I tried kind of talking to her about, you know, Jesus. I'm like, well, what do you think about Jesus? She's like, I am God. We are God. We are all gods. And, you know, I could tell she was stoned out of her mind.
Right, right.
Not only from her t-shirt, but she was. So I just said, all right, hey, we don't love you. I go, you know, God has a plan for you, and I'll talk to you soon. And she just kind of took off. But, yeah, it was cool for non-Christians to come in.
That's right. Awesome.
So God's got a number, you know. But what's up with you, Ashley? You wanted to hit me up and talk to me about a story that somehow that you got affected by the Whosoever's movement or something?
Yeah, it was. I got saved October 2010.
Okay.
And it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
But it was definitely at like the Friday night over at, you know, Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs.
Yeah.
And it was just a night, like right when I got saved, I had really just like, my dad was real sick and I was arguing with my mom and I was really trying not to be around a bunch of Christians, like just super angry.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were like, come on, let's go. And so I don't even remember like what the study was on, but because of how like angry I was, and you know, it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
But it was towards the end when you know, and Ryan, you were definitely teaching. I remember that moment, and it was like right at the altar call, and I had already gotten saved, so I was like, that doesn't really apply to me.
Yeah.
But you were talking. That was the first time I heard about backsliding and like just like coming back to Him, getting things on track, and I was like, what? And I kind of perked up a little bit and I was like, all right, fine. Like, I'll listen. And then like, you know, you kind of, you know, like when the altar calls go, they keep going and you're like, all right, I know that there's somebody out there. I know that there's still people out there. Like, I'm just going to keep it going. And I was there with like a couple other people too. And I got up and I was like, all right, I think this applies to me. I felt that urge. Like, I didn't know then it was the Holy Spirit, but like, I was like, I kind of feel like I need to go up there and just like reconnect because my dad was like real sick and I argued with him. I was arguing with my mom and I was like, I just kind of feel like I need to get back on track. But the moment of impact that really like, even though that was pretty like, you know, it was moving because like I finally went up and like, all right, I think I, you know, got, you know, prayed for. And I was like, all right, so this is cool. But when I got back, I wasn't making eye contact with anybody up until that point. And this group of kids, I say kids, I was like 20 something. So I'm 30 now. So it was like, they were
gosh, you're old, man.
I know, right? I feel like it. But so I sit down and they were like, you know, giving me like the high fives, like, yay, good job. And I was like, yeah, I was already saved, but this is cool. And then this kid hands me this card and I was like, all right, okay, thanks. And then they walk away. But then I look at the card and I guess you could tell something was going on, obviously, because I had gone up there and it was a scripture. And he said, and the scripture said, may God do work. And it was Isaiah 40, 30, and 31. And I was like, I don't really know what scriptures are yet. So I kind of looked it up. And when I read it, that was the moment where I felt like, oh, wow. Like, it was just so emotional. And then, like, I totally felt like that was something for me, like, at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like, how did this kid know when I didn't even, like, look at him? I didn't make eye contact with anybody. I was just so like disconnected. And then during the whole moment, and then once he handed me that card, I looked up and he was gone. So I couldn't even like thank him after I looked up the scripture, but he was gone. And it was like, oh, okay. And I showed my friends that were with me and they were like, that's so cool. Like that was like straight up the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, what? Okay. This is cool. But like, all right. And I still have that card in my Bible with the scripture highlighted, and I carry that around with me, like,
just
all the time, anywhere
memory,
as a reminder, like, every time, like, you know, my dad ended up passing away shortly after that, but, like, you know, it's just, you know, because he's talking about when, you know, the Lord just comes in when you're, you know, you're tired and, you're, you know, your strength is not there, so anytime I feel like I haven't been that angry, but like when I'm tired or when I'm just like super like I can't do this, like I definitely use that as like a reminder. And it was at the Whosoever's Friday night, so that's why I was like, like I need to tell Ryan.
That
like,
is awesome.
Thank you know so much.
That is so cool. That verse you have is like your life verse. You know,
that's
that,
what I was just gonna say.
That's your life verse. Yeah. Like I got my life verse. Everyone has their life verse. But you know what? That that Friday night still exists. It's every Friday night.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many rad stories of people coming in and getting saved. I think your microwave's going on.
Exactly. Or your alarm.
The burrito's ready or something.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. No, but that's awesome, man, that God got a hold of you and God gave that dude that word of knowledge of the scripture that was going to impact you and you let you have a Holy Spirit encounter. And now here you are serving, doing, you know, doing your thing. And so you're doing pretty good now. God, you know, you're growing in a deeper relationship with Jesus.
Oh, completely. And so right after that, I ended up getting plugged in at Calvary Chapel Monrovia.
Awesome.
Oh, cool. So I've been there for like the last 4 years. I'm like part of the choir team. Oh. I serve on hospitality. And it was just, it was kind of funny too, because we had just, this last March, April, we went to Israel right when Golden Springs was in Israel, too.
No way. Did
and
you
so
guys
that was, like,
cross
one
paths?
Of my first, huh?
Did you guys cross paths?
No, but we, like, because we were on social media, we're like, hey, by the way, like, because we went with Calvary Chapel La Mirada.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, so, like, Golden Springs is here, too. But we were in, like, I guess, opposite sides of Israel. And that was, like, my first trip, like, ever.
Yeah.
Abroad, and then like to have it be in Israel, it was even more like overwhelming.
Was it killer or what?
Like, oh my gosh, I got like in the Jordan River.
Got dunked in Jordan.
I got baptized, and then on the Sea of Galilee, I was like, I'm not like a crier, but like every time like I turned around, I was like crying, and I'm like, guys, this is really not like I'm not a crier.
Right.
But, like the whole trip, I'm like, where am I? So it was really overwhelming, but
dude, that's
it was
awesome.
Pretty amazing. Like you know, 6 years. Going on 7 years being saved, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Well, you know, this is such a it's just cool, you know, to hear these stories lately. You know, I've been talking to these guys in the studio over this last month. I've been getting so many direct messages and emails that people are sending in of just like how people have been impacted, you know, from the show and the movement, and it's literally it's kind of been like. More than ever right now. I don't know if God's maybe just kind of telling me like, hey, what you're doing is good. And maybe like we're going to face like trouble, hardships in the next like month or something.
Great.
You know, because sometimes God gets
that's
you
encouraging.
Like, he lets you know, hey man, it's all good, but you're going to hit some hardships. Yep. So keep doing what you're going to do. He prepares you or whatever. I don't know what it is, but you know, we've been getting a lot of these rad praise reports. And I just thank you for the encouragement.
Yeah.
That's why we're here on Saturday nights, you know, I could be doing a million other things, but there's people that were where you were back then that are bitter at God, maybe dealing with addiction, you know, maybe been through some, just some crazy stuff, or maybe they have everything, you know, money and success, but they're empty.
Yep.
And nothing is going to fill that void, but a relationship with Jesus. That's why Jesus said, come to me, all you that are thirsty. You may come to me and you could drink, and I'm going to give you torrents of living water. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, just like you received. And that's that peace. And then they find out the reason why they're created, and then they live that spirit-led life that Jesus lived, and they live that good life. So this is why we're here. We thank you, Ashley, for calling. Give our love to all the family over at Calvary Chapel.
Monrovia.
I think we're going to be going to Monrovia High School with the Kill the Noise Tour shortly. I think that's
sweet.
That's on the list. And looking forward to it. And I'll see you when we get over there.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Thank you so much for what you do, too. Like, it really is pretty amazing. Like, you know, you just reaching out to everybody like that, too. It's awesome.
Awesome. Yep,
we got to be out there with everyone.
Yep.
Just like Jesus. He was with everyone. He was in the temple. Then he was eating with the tax collectors. And, you know, I was tripping out today as he was even at that place, Caesarea Philippi, you know, where they used to worship the god Pan.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you were there in Israel, you go to Caesarea Philippi. Remember when Jesus said, who does man say I am? And he had all of his disciples. He took all those guys to that place. And that's where they worshiped the god of Pan, which the god of Pan was, you know, half man, half like a goat. Mm-hmm. And he had like the flute thing. And, you know, the myth goes that they would chase women through the forest there and have sex with them. So this was a very, and they would even do satanic sacrifice, blood sacrifice there. So if you think about where Jesus was, he was there in this place where they had major witchcraft, a major worship center. Mm-hmm. And Jesus took his disciples there.
Right.
Like, dude, he was not just like, that's the world out there. Dude, he was in gnarly places where they were like doing blood sacrifice and having orgies and stuff out there. And he took his disciples there and said, hey, who does man say I am? And then what he says after is he says, if you want to be my disciples, you got to turn from your selfish ways, pick up your cross and follow me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gave one of the gnarliest sermons in one of the darkest places. Mm. People don't, if you don't study the Bible, and you look at how people are doing outreach, especially even with the Whosoever's movement.
Right.
We're right on the money with Jesus. We're going right to where the craziness is.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So that's what it's all about. That's what we're called to. So thank you, Ashley. We love you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. All right. Bye, Ryan. All right. Bye, guys.
Take
care.
Thank you. If you're tuning in right now, this is Live with Ryan Reese. If you want to call in with any of your questions, the number is 888-564-6173. Again, the number is 888-564-6173. Always want to give a shout out for the Kill the Noise tour they've been doing. I know you guys have got a lot of stuff booked right now, over 13 high schools. I know more are coming, but if you have a vision for your high school, hit us up at the Whosoever's. You can go to the website, make sure that you go through all the social media as well. You'll keep up to speed with everything that's taking place. If you want to donate to the cause, you can. There's amazing gear that's out there, hats, accessories, shirts, everything. And all of that goes right back into the movement, the fun, the vision that God's leading you guys to do.
Free high school tours. Yep. Free band, free music, free stage, free food, free product, even free Bibles. We get them from the Gideons. Mm-hmm. They give us the Gospel of John's. And then what we do is we even get the information of the kids, and then we send them the free radio shows.
Wow. Exactly.
You know?
That's cool.
It's epic.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into these questions, I got one comment, another DM from a dude out in Switzerland I want to read. He says, his name's Ink Invaders. He's a tattoo artist, and he says, listening to your radio show, it's a big support. Just got sober. Lots of things happening for me. God is so good. Want to meet you next time I come out to Cali, or should I spread the Whosoever's here in Switzerland? People need to hear it. Lots. God bless you. Got tons of artwork like this. And he sent me some artwork that he wants to donate to the movement. But here you go. You got this tattoo artist out in Switzerland. We're here in California. Right. This dude got impacted by the radio show because it's a live webcast, obviously, at RyanReese.com. Mm-hmm. And all the archives are there, too. But we're reaching into Switzerland.
Yep.
Crazy.
So what we were talking about with Ashley, just the impact of, like, you know, different things that we've been able to be a part of. And this is it. When God leads us in different things, anybody, if there's a ministry that's led by the Lord, you allow God to take care of the results. We never met Ashley before up to that point, but you see, like, this one life was touched years ago, and now she's being involved in ministry, God's touching her life. And this platform of doing the radio, man, we do hope that it is an encouragement. We get encouraged by these words that are being spoken of, like, how it's impacting all ages, too. That's what I've seen. I see young people listening to the show, older people listening to the show, and encouraging. You know, me and Ryan, we were talking on the way out here, too, right, about just, you were talking about reading that article on the Beatles in the Rolling Stone magazine.
This month's Rolling Stone, yeah.
And I was talking about watching this old movie, talking about the Vietnam and the hippie stuff and everything in the culture. I was just looking at it from another perspective again of just like, man, the unrest that was there in the society at that time, where people were over the government, they were the war that was taking place, there was so much unrest. A lot of people being assassinated, a civil rights movement during that time. There's so much unrest, and people were looking for peace and satisfaction through New Age, through Eastern mysticism, LSD, these enlightening experiences. And what happened is that eventually a lot of them were bankrupt as far as spiritually. They were looking for spiritual means, but they were broken spiritually.
Yeah, empty.
You know, Jimi Hendrix, all these guys who were playing music, a lot of them dying at young ages, trying to find life and meaning. And we see that in our culture today.
Exactly. Yes.
We were talking about that. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, look at, like, think about this. You know, they have that festival, Burning Man. It's been around for over 20 years now, but it's just getting trendy. But it's this party that's out in the desert. Mm-hmm. And people are going out there to find, like, they go once a year and it's there's no money. Have you heard of it?
Uh-huh.
It's like only bartering, but everyone's, you know, they say everyone's equal, you know.
Exactly.
So you have like Mark Zuckerberg there from
Facebook,
and you have all these other people and everyone's equal there and it's love. And but they like brought Timothy Leary's ashes last year, and they had a whole ceremony and they poured them out into this thing, and then they lit it on fire, and they had this LSD trip and this whole it's like this full like deal
from
out
the
there.
60s.
It carries over, right? And then you got, you know, these electronic parties, you know, the rave scene that people are going out there every weekend. I used to go to them, and
over 500 people got arrested or something like that last week.
But all these drugs, people are like trying to find like love, and this, the ecstasy is this, MDMA is this love drug, and everyone's looking for this love. It's the same stuff that's happening now, just like in the 60s and 70s. Look at our government.
Exactly.
Our government, we got a crook Hillary running for president. You know, am I allowed to say that on the radio? Whatever. That's my opinion, right? We got Trump.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, I'm voting for the Republican Party. Okay? Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I'm not voting for no man. I think, you know, presidents are all puppets anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys, they don't really have that much power if you think
about
it.
They don't. No. They don't. But again, that's my opinion.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
I'm voting for the Republican Party because of morals. Yeah. Of, you know, what I believe, what the Bible believes. I'm not voting for any man.
Right.
You know, but it's the same things that's going on. Are we at war? Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, we are.
I mean, you look back at the 60s and 70s and all that stuff, it's very similar.
Yep. Well, think about it. What does the Bible say? There's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
And we have to keep going through it. Why? Because we're never learning our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 60s and when, you know, the Jesus People movement and everybody was, you know, turning to God, it's like we're like the Israelites. Then all of a sudden we forgot about it, mm-hmm. and then we went back to our selfish ways, mm-hmm. and now that's why we find ourselves the way where we are today.
Right.
Because we never learned.
Yep.
You know?
And that's a big mark of our society today, even more so than back then in the hippie people movement, is the selfishness.
Exactly.
We are a selfish society, you know? And the way people vote, they vote selfishly. They mm-hmm. they vote for what's going to be better for me. They're not thinking about the future. They're not thinking about their children in some aspects, because that's what's going to take place.
Yep.
You think about the flesh first, and you're always going to go wrong.
Exactly.
Every single time.
Yep.
Gnarly.
Yeah,
this revival has to break out.
We're in interesting times. We're in exciting times spiritually. This is a time for the church to wake. For the church to wake up. You know, there's that scripture in the book of Romans that says, "Wake up, for the time is short. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believe." Like, mm-hmm. look at the signs all around you. This should be exciting. This should be encouraging. This should be driving your life. When you're led by the Spirit of God, this is the time.
Mark 13 talks about, you know, the end times. Nation's going to go against nation, famines, earthquakes, all this stuff. I was just reading it today, and he says, Jesus says, these are the birth pains,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's awesome. Like, it's going down, so this is exciting times.
Yep.
I mean, I got a wad of cash and my guns and my ammo at my house and some food and stuff just in case something pops off.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
To use it all, right?
I'm excited.
No, there's definitely unrest. You know, a lot of people in society are so stressed out. People are stressed out about stuff. I mean, growing up in Southern California, you got to drive on these freeways all the time.
Exactly.
It's hard. But financially, people are going crazy. These elections, you know, people are going crazy. Our young people are just being burdened with so much stuff.
Just a little side note. Honestly, like, an earthquake could happen. Or some crazy nuclear attack or something. Not to sound all like to scare people, but this is like, we got to be smart.
Right.
Something could happen.
Mm-hmm.
A war. Or what if ISIS just arises or something?
Right.
Right. In United States or something happens. Or the bank gets shut down. You heard about that news with Wells Fargo. They just fired like 3,500 employees for making fake banking.
Right, right.
Something can happen with the bank. Say stuff gets shut down just for like a week or something. Or if there's a big earthquake, because, you know, they say California could always have an earthquake.
Right.
Something happens. Stuff rattles out of, you know, shops are shut. I mean, are people prepared to, like, do you have food and stuff?
Right.
It's just in case things get shut down for like a week or something.
I mean,
you know, I mean, we've back east when there's like storms and different things, it turns into a a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
But like the state of war that we're in, Russia's messing with our American aircrafts. Iranian ships are coming out messing with our ships out there in the Mediterranean.
North Korea is messing with nuclear weapons again.
Seriously. Let's not be stupid here. I follow the news. I'm in the news every single day.
Yep.
Signs of the times, and then I read Matthew 13 today, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm prepared to protect my family and to feed my family. I suggest you guys go get some food.
I need to go have some food.
No, it was I don't know where it was the other day. I was watching it yesterday. There was almost a terrorist attack with two women had a bunch of bombs that stuff was strapped in, and they were trying to light this.
Where was this?
Fire. I forget where it was. It was on the news. It was actually a mom, a daughter, somebody else that were radicalized. They were trying to set it on fire, but they were having problems with lighting it that they got scared and actually took off. But if they were able to, it was going to make a huge explosion.
Dude, that's insane.
I'm telling you. And dude.
Yeah.
And especially right now, too, with all the elections and everything.
Exactly.
People are flexing. People are flexing on America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Obama administration, they're not doing nothing.
Yeah. Yep. No,
they're
nothing.
Like,
They don't even know what's going on.
Tomorrow.
Can I go golf?
Tomorrow, so September 11th. September 11th. It'll be over 15 years from September 11th, 2001. So there's high alert in a lot of areas. It's reality. We live in a different time, you know?
Yeah.
The terrorism that's out there. As children of God, this is what we were saying a second ago. It's like, this is time for us, a place where we need to be, looking up. The Bible says, for our redemption draws near. Look at stuff in our world today from an eternal perspective. That should motivate you to share with your loved ones the truth of the gospel, for you to live out the life of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly, man, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
No.
It shouldn't be a fearful thing, because I believe that my life is in the palm of God's hand. And so when you have at rest with that, no matter what's taking place in the world, you can have peace.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like there doesn't even have to be a catastrophe. We're still not guaranteed tomorrow. You could, you know, drive off, get in a car accident and you know, get killed. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. And that's why you have to be so sure in your faith that you know where you're going. It's not time to mess around. It's not time to be like, well, I'll get it together tomorrow. Who knows if there is a tomorrow?
For sure.
And that's the thing.
Life is but a vapor. But you know what's so awesome is like when you are walking with God, you don't have to worry.
I know.
I feel peace every day. I mean, I'm excited. You know, people are like, oh man, these last days, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, God, what do you want to do with my life?
Right.
Like, you know, I want to reach as many people as possible. Like, send me on a world tour or I don't know, like whatever we got to do. Like, I'm down for whatever.
Yep.
That's why I told you, you know, we're going to be going to break in about a minute. But that's why lately I kind of just been shutting out of a lot of different things and just really focusing on reading the Bible. I'm not reading any other books of other people's opinions on the Bible right now. I just feel this is just a place where I'm at in my life right now.
Right.
Where I'm fasting, you know, here and there. And just reading the Word and just going, okay, God, like, what do you want to speak to me? And when I open the Bible, dude, God speaks to you. Literally, I was thinking something this morning, and I didn't pray. I was just thinking, like, God, I need you to speak to me about a couple things. I opened the Bible, and the first chapter, God spoke to me about both things I was like, thinking this morning. He wants to speak to us.
He
wants to talk to us. He wants to give us the game plan.
Exactly.
But sometimes we get too busy. We make our things so busy, we don't able to listen. Yesterday, I was at my house, and I was listening to a study on Chuck. I've listened to it twice. I listened on my way out here. Listen to it. It's a topical study off Matthew 11, where it says, come unto me, all you are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. And Chuck starts breaking down how, you know, it's something that when I look at Scripture, I believe, this is Chuck saying, that God didn't design us, the human mind and the way that man is physically, to live this fast-paced life, you know, because he wants you to have rest and peace. He's like, then he goes on, he's like, think about it. You work 50 weeks out of the year, and 2 weeks you take a vacation, and you want to do what? You want to go out into the woods. You want to slay by a quiet stream. You want to be away from all of this stuff, where that's what God maybe created you to do for this whole
forever. That's interesting.
It was I was stopped in my kitchen just like.
All right, hey, hold that thought. We got 30 seconds. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes right after the break. You're listening to Live with Ryan Reese. I have Melinda Reese and Sean McKeon in studio, and it's going down. We're talking about all kinds of crazy stuff right now. It's the end as we know it.
Exactly.
No. We'll see you guys right after the break. We love you guys.
More Live with Ryan Reese coming up.
Is everything all right?
Sure. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag Live Ryan Reese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese.
Don't say what I warn you.
Loud noises!
Well, if you've been with us for the last 30 minutes, we got Sean McKeon listening to a Bible study right now. Exactly. Chuck's the study. Right before the break, I mean, we were talking about all kinds of stuff. We're talking about politics and what else, and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. But we got to the point where we started talking about Chuck Smith. And Chuck Smith was talking. Give us a recap on that, because I want to kind of.
Yeah, that's going into the woods.
Yeah, so I was at my house kind of cleaning up and listening to Chuck and listening to his topical studies from his Sunday morning. And it's Matthew chapter 11 where it says, "Come unto me, all you heavy laden, and I shall give you rest." And then as he goes off and he starts to break it down, he's like, you know, I ask myself, I wonder sometimes, you know, we work 50 weeks out of the year and then we get 2 weeks vacation. And what do we want to do? Because what he says is like, I have a hard time thinking that God created us, our brains and everything, to live this fast-paced society like we do. And think about it. We live fast-paced. And he's like, because when we want to take our two-week vacation, what do we want to do often? Go up into a cabin with no one around, you know, lay by a stream, go fishing for our food so we don't have to go, like, everything that God has given to us and created us to have peace and rest in Him away from all the distractions. Distractions can be a hindrance. There's people that can put burdens on you. There's yourself. You can take burdens upon yourself that you're not supposed to be doing in your life, and you don't have rest and peace. The Bible says that God has called us to peace. Even the stuff that we're talking about in the beginning of this, where, you know, there's crazy situations taking place in the world today. There is a lot of unrest. But Jesus even says in John 16 that says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but I've overcome the world and I can get you peace in the midst of it, you know? And so that Bible study ministered to me to just do like a reflection on my life. Like, are there things that I'm doing that God hasn't called me to do? I want to be in that perfect sweet spot with the Lord. And I want to have peace, you know? Right. I want to be the man that God's called me to be for my family, the ministry that God's called me to be, and for things to flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's easy to get stressed out and have so many things going on.
I'm trying to figure out. I mean, this is an open conversation. We're just happen to be live on the radio.
Exactly.
I mean, thinking how, because I've been wanting to like even cut back on stuff to less distractions.
Right.
Cut back on distractions. You know, and it's how do you do it? How do you do it?
Because
you're
phones.
Married.
Yeah.
You got your kids.
Right.
You got your job. And then you're trying to do your hobbies as well, or whatever that is. But it's so gnarly. And this world that we live in, there's so much stuff. I mean, I think about these young kids.
Yeah.
Dude, they got so many apps.
Exactly.
They're on all these different apps. I mean, I'm like limited. I'm like, okay, I got the Instagram and I just share. Facebook, Twitter, I just shoot it out, one. Mm-hmm. You know, but can you imagine just the more apps, more distractions and... Then you got your kids and your job and all this stuff. It's like there is a place of peace. If you could literally cut out that stuff and like what set like guidelines, like, okay, I'm going to be on social media 30 minutes a day.
Right.
I can imagine if you just did that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do we spend on social media?
Yeah, a lot. Yep.
That's insane.
And, you know, all the distractions, you know, I've noticed it just like in, I don't know if you guys notice this, in your home, you know, maybe you come home, the things are going on, maybe you got the TV on, this is on, whatever. And sometimes if I just feel like, unrest, I just start shutting stuff off.
Shutting things off. Airplane
mode. You know what? It seems like the kids mellow out. It just seems like I feel more at peace, you know? And sometimes it's just
because,
like chilling, vegging out on something.
Well, even when you're watching other people's lives, even on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
You can get anxiety from that.
Heck yeah.
Because you're at home. Okay, think about this picture, okay? You're relaxing at your house. You're in bed, chilling.
What's that?
You're chilling in bed, relaxing. And all of a sudden, you're on this Instagram. You start going on this journey.
Right, yeah, I know.
All of a sudden now,
it's like a rabbit hole.
Yeah, you're in bed. You're in bed relaxing. You should be relaxing.
Uh-huh,
And all of a sudden, you're looking through your Instagram, social media, and now you're on this journey of, like, seeing all these people's lives, and they're out at the club, or they're out here at this concert, and, like, all of a sudden, you're like feeling these emotions,
right,
and all this stuff, and now you're not at rest anymore.
No.
So that's what social media does to you. It kind of gives you anxiety, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because, like, as a mom, like, I sit down once in a while and I feel guilty. I literally feel guilty for sitting down because I think, like, you know what? I could be, like, cleaning the floors. Mm-hmm. I could be dusting. I could be laundry. I mean, there's always something to do as a mom. I could be, you know, reading to my child. I could be doing something. And I sit down, I feel guilty. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. I need to be doing something. I need to fill my time with all this stuff instead of, like, no. Like, literally, like, just sit down and relax for once instead of always trying to fill every moment with something.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been guilty of that too. Sometimes when I go on vacation, it takes me a day or two to wind down. Like, I have to prepare myself. Like, I'm like sending out an email. Okay. I'm not going to respond. This, that, trying to get everything. But the first day is hard. Like, you're, okay, what's going on here? I hope this got done, you know, and then it's just before then you're able to kind of relax and chill. But it takes a while to unwind.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's very easy to pick it up. You know, that's why you got to be disciplined. No,
and then there's that verse, be
it.
Still and know that I am God. God.
Yeah.
But no, we want to be like Martha.
Exactly.
Running amok.
And one of the best ways to hear from God is waiting. Waiting's tough, especially in our society today. Mm-hmm. Waiting and not jumping the gun. A lot of times when we jump the gun, we make emotional decisions. We get ourselves in trouble in a lot of ways. But when you're able to slow things down, I believe things will just start to flow. Yeah. How they're supposed to.
I asked my mom the other day, I said, why did God make, like, give us babies? Like, they're like, I mean, when I say babies, I mean, they give us babies.
Right.
And everything's so slow. Like, you got to wait, feed them. She's like, it's to slow you guys down. It was to slow you guys down. It's, you know, what are you guys reading?
No, keep going. Keep going.
I'm done. That was it.
We missed it. What was that?
I'm looking at both of you guys. You guys are both reading something. No, what I'm saying is I'm like, God gives, because we have the triplets right now. And
right.
It's action-packed. But if you have one baby, I'm like, there's everything so slow. You got to feed them. Then they eat. And then they sleep. It's just this whole thing. And my mom's like, God gave it to us to slow us down in life.
Right, right.
Because it does slow
it
you
does.
Down.
Yeah.
And when it slows you down, it's like you can't go out and be on this, like, program that you built.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But so, it's hard to slow down. It's hard to get used to and be like, okay, like, this is where I am. This is where I am right now. This is my life. You know what I'm saying? Because you're so used to this other life that you have to think, okay, Lord, this is where you have me now. And where you have me now, you want to teach me something through this. Because there's always a lesson in every stage of life that you go through that he wants you to learn.
I believe Chuck Smith's teaching, man, because I swear, as I think about it, I've had those times where I've been, like, you know, stressed out or whatever, been at the home. Let's take the kids, go to the park, let them chill in the grass, just sit there. And, like, I feel so good right
it
now.
It does, huh? It does.
I feel so good right now.
I need to get that tattooed on me.
Exactly.
Rest. Seriously, it's so hard though, man. I don't know what's gonna happen when I leave the studio tonight, guys. I want to rest, but I don't know. The pool. All right, well, hey, let's take this call. Drew from Central Valley, California. We got Drew on the phone. How you doing, sir?
What's up, Drew?
Hey,
what?
Oh, you're breaking up.
Okay. Hey, what's up, man? This is Drew, man. I'm out here in California, in Central Valley, California, man.
Right on, man.
I'm originally from Riverside. I grew up in the church. I grew up in Calvary Chapel and Harvest and whatnot, man. And I'm in prison right now, man. And I'm on my way out. I'm on my way out right now, man. I just want to let you guys know you guys are doing a great job, man. And listen to you guys on the radio often, man. I encourage you guys to keep up the good work, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so cool, man. That's cool. You guys get it?
Yeah. You guys are on up here, man.
That's awesome.
So, I often listen to you guys, man. You guys do a great job. I see your guys' motive to reach the youth, man, you know, before they, you know, start committing themselves to, like, you know, way out lifestyles and whatnot. That's pretty cool, man. But, I got a pretty cool testimony, man. I just got my life sentence overturned, and I'll go into detail some other time. Hopefully I run into you guys.
Yeah, so, you gotta come meet up with us.
Find us when you get out.
Okay. And it should be short. I should be home soon. But I will say, I was gonna ask you guys from here to then if you guys could help me out and just keep me in prayer, because there's a couple of screws that I still need to tighten up, man.
Yeah.
All right, for sure. Well, that's. You want us to pray for you right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. Lord, we lift up Drew in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've already been doing work in there, in his heart, and even with his sentence. I pray, Lord, that you'll lead him by your Spirit, God, all the way out of that jail, Lord, and into that new life that you created him for, Lord. But as a couple, like you said, a couple screws that need to be tightened up, Lord, God, you're in complete control, Lord. We just give you his life, his situation, and just to do a miracle, Lord. You did miracles all through the Bible. You're doing miracles still today. We ask that your eternal purpose will be carried out in his life, Lord. We ask that you will fill him with the Holy Ghost. And we ask, Lord, that we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life and what you've done in his life in jail and the people that he's affected around him. Because when you're on fire for God, you affect people that are around you, Lord. It's just a domino effect. So we thank you for Drew, God, and we're excited to hear his story when he gets out, just hear all the miracles you did to get him out of that place that he's in now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, man. That was awesome, man. You guys wait for me, man. I'm going to run into you guys, okay?
Come find us. We're any Friday night, any Sunday night, any Thursday night, we're out here. We're at Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar or Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa.
Right on. Riverside is not too far from there, so.
Close. It's very close.
Okay, man.
All right, man.
Yeah,
love you, Drew.
You guys have a good night, man. God bless, man, and keep up the good work, man.
You too, brother.
Dude, take care, man.
Dude, that's cool, man.
That is cool. I mean, think about it. How real God is. Totally overturned his life sentence.
I know. That's insane.
If that's not a miracle or a testament of how amazing God can be in your life.
Yep.
It's crazy.
So cool.
So cool.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Let's take the... Let's go ahead and take that that one cutting question. Okay.
So we got a somebody wrote in and said, "Hey man, my girl is trying to stop cutting. She tried a ton of things and none of them seem to help. Any advice? I'm really at a loss. Okay, what to do? And don't know what God wants me to do. What's me to do for me?"
Well, the one thing that stood out to me is they tried a lot of different things,
right?
And let's just address that just to the masses, because there are other people that are listening that deal with cutting, guys, girls, whatever. There's only one thing that can change that, and it's a touch of God.
Yep.
And I got this question, I think, last night or the night before, and when I was reading in Mark today, I heard that story of when Jesus was going through the town, and there's that lady that was bleeding for 12 years, and she ran after him, and she literally, like... She was desperate for him, and, mm-hmm. and she like went through the crowd. I mean, there was a big crowd following Jesus, and she was like crawling, pushing people all the way. I don't know what she was doing, but she was getting to Jesus regardless, because she knew if she could touch Jesus, that she would be healed by faith.
Right.
And the story goes, she went, she reached out, she touched Jesus, healing power went out. Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples are like, "What are you talking about, Jesus? There's all kinds of people pressing against you." And he said, "I felt healing power go out." And he turned and he found the girl, and she basically said it was her. And he basically said to the girl, I'll just quote it right here from the verse. He says to the girl, he says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." Hmm. And it's a faith. It comes down to faith.
It does.
Either we believe, you know, I'm going to let you guys add to this.
Yeah.
Either we believe the word of God or we don't. There's no program, no religion, no classes you're going to take, no curriculum. I can't even say the word.
Curriculum. Do you know what that is?
I don't want to say any words I can't spell.
Exactly.
No curriculum. No, there's nothing that is going to set anyone free from anything, even if it's anger, bitterness, homosexuality, drugs, alcohol, greed. I mean, whatever it is, bad relationships, marriage. It's a touch from Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And it's through faith. We are saved through faith.
Mm-hmm.
And through faith, believing what the Bible says. The stories are clearly here. In the Bible clearly tells you how Jesus works.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I read today he put his fingers in the guy's ears, and then he spit on his fingers and touched his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Then another time he laid his hands on him and prayed for the guy. Then he said the words and the demons came out of the guy. A different guy. And then, I mean, Jesus heals in all different ways, but everything that is similar is it's Jesus.
Right.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What would you add to that?
It's believing and having faith that God is able to do all things. How big is your God? It will, you know, if you have a small concept of God, your problems are going to be very big. If your concept of God is large, like God is able to do anything, your problems are going to seem smaller every time. And as you're breaking down that story that's found in the Gospel of Mark, we see that throughout all. Like, you're giving all those illustrations of those relationships. I think of two. I think of the two that Jesus spoke about a very high regard. Both of them were Gentiles. They weren't Jewish background. You had the centurion and you had the Syrophoenician woman. The Syrophoenician woman came and she's like, she only wanted the little crumbs that would come off the table. And the Lord was like, it's not, you know, good to give to the dogs and stuff. And she was displaying faith. No matter what it took, you're able to fulfill what is needed in my life. And I trust that. And it's like, I've never seen such great faith. The same thing with this centurion man. He's like, you don't even need to come to my house. Mm-hmm. I'm a man of great authority. And I say to this one, do this, do this one, do that. I understand that you are one of great authority. You are the Lord. And so I know that you can just heal from where you're at right now. And it's trusting and believing that God is able. And that's with every aspect. That's with your addiction. That's with your marriage problems. Mm-hmm. It's giving your to the Lord. Prayer works. It really does. This goes back to what we've been talking about this night. We can get so busy, have all these distractions. We need to remove all that stuff. We need to get real with God in our lives. We need to pray. We need to read. We need to be by ourselves and allow God to minister to our lives. He will give you victory. You know, we deal with a lot of people, all of us do, people that are coming from drug problems, relationship problems. In reality, we're nobody special. We all walk through this path ourselves, you know. We came from lifestyles of drug, perversion, and all of these things. God is able. We're not just giving you lip service. God is able. Right.
Okay, so the other night at Shine, in Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, I had this guy's been coming to Shine for, he's a dad. Like, I think his daughter's like 18 or 19 or something. Mm-hmm. And he's a dad. He goes to a church, Ron Wilkins Church, out there.
Seal Beach.
So he's been coming to Shine on Thursday nights, and you know, they're going through marriage problems, and he's been coming there for a year and a half, and basically he just said, even though I'm going through marriage problems, I'm coming to church, and I just want to see what God did. And he just said, hey, dude, Ryan, I just want to thank you, like, for having this night. He's like, I just want to step out and be out over here at this church, just to let God kind of restore. And he says, and just through going through the word of God,
right,
he's all, now my marriage is back to normal.
Right.
There was nothing special. I don't have any like programs at the church. I just go to the Gospel of John. I just tell the Jesus stories, and that's what changes our lives. And when we're there at church, we ask God that we want the Holy Spirit to come down, and we want people's lives to be touched.
Right.
And that's it. There's nothing to it.
But I don't think people pray with that in mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, they reach out to him, but they don't have that faith because they're like,
lip service.
Yeah. They're like, okay, well, yeah, I read in the Bible, but he's not going to do that today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my problem, like, you know, because they're not willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
They're not willing to be still. They're not willing to listen. And that's the thing. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Because if we can't do that, then how can he speak to us? Because we're so busy speaking that we can't hear him.
Yeah.
You know?
And you have to take time.
Yeah.
Like today, for instance. Okay. I went to like 12 shows in 12 days.
Yeah. Busy.
I was at concerts and other events.
Kill the Noise and all that.
Yeah. Kill the Noise, concerts. I even went to see some other pastor guys speak and all this stuff. Anyway, but I didn't have time to get in the word.
Right.
I was just like on the run. So today I was like, dude, I woke up and I was like, I'm chilling. I'm like reading the Bible. I read, and then I got hungry, went to eat, came back, read more, and spent that time, prayed, and just waited. I even fasted a meal, you know, not that I'm like a holy roller or anything, but I was just like, today I'm going to just do this. And I wanted tacos. I wanted tacos, but I fasted.
Right.
To, you know, because why did I do that? Because I wanted to get closer to God.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And we have to do that.
Exactly.
And this is for your whole life. This isn't just when you're coming out of an addiction.
Right.
You know, this is something that has to be practiced in our lives forever.
It's a lifestyle.
You know, right? I mean, I've walked with the Lord a little while now, and it's like, I go through seasons. I go through peaks and valleys. I go through times where everything's flowing, man. Every time I open up the Bible, boom, click, minister to you. There's other times where when I go through a grind in the midst of stuff.
And talk about that a little bit more, because I think people, because we teach the Bible, or, you know, people think of pastors or, you know, They teach the Bible. They have radio shows.
So they have no issues, yeah.
They're,
yeah.
They got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Tell us about these seasons, because they're real.
Yeah. No.
Seriously.
Dude, over my life, I have gone through major peaks and valleys. I times where I'm being used by the Lord a lot and things are flowing, doing well, and then times where there's just a dry spell in that, or just in my own time of reading, it's just not clicking sometimes.
And that's normal.
It's normal, yes. Like where I'm just walking by faith. Your dad taught me that before. Mm-hmm. He talks about a time when, in like the mid-90s, when he was teaching every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, all this stuff, but he was going through a tough time.
Right.
You know, you're stepping out by faith. You're continuing believing God's word is true and real, but you go through some testings. And I've just gone, I call them dry times.
Right.
But those are areas that I've recognized in my life, what I just need to exercise faith and trusting. And then God's going to meet me. I'm going to have that moment where just perspective changes.
Right.
I'm going to hear that study that's going to be beneficial. And
I want to hear it too from Melinda, because she's the mom. Common, you're not. You're,
common. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're a mom. Yep. You're relatable,
right?
Yep.
To listeners.
Yep.
I would
say,
yes. Let me tell you.
Before.
I would say that for a mom, it's very difficult to find time, because your whole life is wrapped around your kids and what they're doing, and taking them there, and doing homework, and feeding them, and doing their laundry, and all this kind of stuff, and so it's hard to find time with the Lord, but. What the Lord showed me, it's not like, okay, you need to spend 30 minutes with me a day, and if you don't, well, then you're not right. It's like taking that time when you have it. Like, there's times where, like, we get to school early, and I have 10 minutes, and I have a Bible in my car.
Boom.
And I read a scripture. Mm-hmm. And now I just implemented that when we're driving to school, I have my kids, we read a proverb. They each take a turn, mm-hmm. and we read a proverb, and we I explain it to them. If they don't understand it, we go and we explain it to each other about, like, okay, what did that mean? And how can you apply that to your life? And how can you work that into your day? You know what I'm saying? But there have been times where, like, I don't want to read. Like, that's my biggest issue, like reading, mm-hmm. finding that time to read. But you know what? I read, why? Out of obedience.
Yeah.
Because I know if I'm obedient, the Lord's going to meet me there.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. It's not about hours, it's not about minutes, it's just when you can find that time, just open it, have it readily available. I have a Bible everywhere. Mm-hmm. So when I have that time,
what about
I'm
the phones?
Able.
They're on the phones, and there's no excuse.
Well,
anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
yep.
But you just read it.
Yeah,
it's true. Even if it's one chapter
or one scripture, it doesn't have to be a chapter.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. It could be a scripture.
No, yeah, and that's where things flow and have peace. I don't like being put in rules and regulations upon my spiritual life. You know, I read 5 chapters a day, I'm good. Or I read 10 chapters, or I read 2 verses, or whatever. That time is necessary. Sometimes it's going to be longer, sometimes shorter, but it's all building in that relationship with the Lord that's needed in our lives.
Exactly.
And, we started talking about this because there's major issues. There's major issues going on in the world. There's major issues in people's lives today. And the answer is always the same. The Bible says that Jesus is the wonderful counselor. He is the great physician. He is the great healer. He is the great I am. He is the becoming one. He is able to do all that we need in our time of need always. And we just need to trust him. That's what it comes down to. Are we going to believe him? Do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that has come to seek and save that which is lost to set the captives free?
Do we believe? That's the question.
That is the question.
And if you do believe, and you believe everything in the Bible, then any problem or anything you're going through, you go to Jesus and you believe that he created you as a masterpiece and he has plans for you. Mm. He has plans for your life.
Yep.
And they're to prosper you.
Yep.
You know, you do go through hardship, but it's the journey. We're pilgrims here. Jesus says the road to heaven is narrow and difficult.
Exactly.
But he also says in the Psalms that his word is a lamp to our feet.
Yep.
That guides us. If you're on that narrow, difficult road, as Jesus says, to eternal life, it's going to be hard.
Right.
And this is why you need this word of God to be a lamp to your feet so you don't get off the track and get off onto some kind of detour.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So important.
Yep. Always.
Well, we got one phone call here on hold, but we're gonna have to take this after we don't have enough time. I think we have like another minute. Look, we're gonna end the show here. We're gonna get to these other questions next week. Thewhosoevers.com. Go there, check out our product. When you buy our product, it basically, money goes to funding our high school tour. We go to high schools, public high schools, for free. We give them the gospel. We get them plugged into church. We get them plugged into the radio. We give them a Bible that we get from the Gideons. And shoot, it's amazing. We feed them.
Right.
We give them free pizza. So we are a ministry. We are in the world, not of the world. We're letting our light shine. We're the salt of the earth. We're in public schools. These kids are going through crazy stuff. But we are we're hell-bent to reach them, which is recklessly determined. We'll do whatever it takes at any cost. We'll go wherever we have to go to reach these kids and let them know that God loves them and he has a plan for them. And then we let God baptize them and we let God clean them up.
Yep.
By his Holy Ghost.
Yep.
You guys got any last words?
No, the message that we were looking at earlier is Paul Morales. Paul Morales, we know Paul Morales is part of Golden Springs for a long time. He's on the way
to work in radio with me.
Did he?
Paul P. Morales.
On the way to the hospital, blacking out. Please pray for Paul Morales.
Yeah.
Paul Morales?
Yeah, big Paul.
We'll see you guys next week
Paul.
Well.
Yeah.
Peace.
Okay. Yes.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.